This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Janai Purnima Festival being observed across the country today. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and UML disagree on proposal to upgrade Damak into sub-metropolis structure. And United States fears possible risk of Islamic State attack at Kabul airport. Now, the news in detail. Janai Purnima Festival is being observed across the country with gaiety and fervour today. Also called Raksha Bandhan, Janai Purnima is a festival celebrated on Shravan Shukla Purnima. On this day, people follow their annual ritual of changing their janai, the sacred thread, after having a haircut and sacred bath. The ritual celebrations represent the bond of pureness and security. On the occasion of Shravan Shukla Purnima, the people are celebrating Raksha Bandhan, Janai Purnima and Rishi Tarpani. The Madhesi community is celebrating Rakhi festival, while the Newar community is celebrating Gunhu Punni festival. Likewise, fourth edition of the World Sanskrit Day is also being celebrated today. At Shravan Shukla Purnima is the day of Rishi Tarpani, associated with sages. This day is celebrated as World Sanskrit Day. In the ancient times, the beginning of the academic session started from the day of Shravan Shukla Purnima, so this day is celebrated as World Sanskrit Day. The government has declared a public holiday today. The proposal to develop the Damak municipality into a sub-metropolis by integrating the neighbouring Kamal rural municipality has been rejected by two political parties. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and CPN-UML have expressed disagreement over the decision of the local government towards that end. It may be noted that the recent meeting of the municipality decided to integrate the rural municipality and municipality to make a sub-metropolis. The municipality has already sent a letter to the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration for further action to execute the decision. A total of 9,500 signatures have been collected in Sudur Pashchim province seeking justice for Jai Singh Dhami of Darsula, who went missing while crossing the Mahakali River. He fell into the river after the twin was allegedly cut off by the Indian Sima Suraksha Bal personnel. The body of Dhami, who is feared to have drowned, is yet to be found. A search carried out with the help of drone cameras did not yield any result. Additional two corona-related deaths have been reported in Banke district. According to COVID Crisis Management Centre Banke's focal person Tejwali, a 71-year-old man from Chimta Rural Municipality 3 Surkhet and a 55-year-old man from Tulsipur Sub-Metropolitan City 6 Dang died undergoing treatment at Nepalganj-based Veri Hospital. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the province one today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. The United States has warned its citizens to avoid Kabul airport amid concerns about the potential for attacks by Afghanistan's branch of the Islamic State IS group. A security alert on Saturday told U.S. citizens to stay away due to possible security threats outside the gates. The U.S. advice on Saturday came amid continued chaos outside the airport terminal and reports of people being crushed as thousands attempt to escape from Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover. At least 8 people are known to have died after Hurricane Grace tore through eastern Mexico, bringing torrential rain and high winds and causing power cuts and flooding. The death and the worst damage occurred in the state of Veracruz, where the storm uprooted trees when it made landfall early on Saturday. In the state capital, Jalapa, many streets became rivers of mud. The hurricane later weakened to a tropical storm as it moved inland. However, high winds and downpours were reported to be causing more floodings as Grace traveled north of Mexico City. A lockdown in the Australian city of Sydney has been extended until the end of September to slow the spread of a COVID-19 outbreak. Authorities also imposed a curfew on 2 million residents in city's worst-hit suburbs. Residents of Sydney have been under stay-at-home orders since late June. However, infections have more than doubled in the past week, with 642 new cases recorded on Friday and 681 on Thursday. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Janai Purnima Festival being observed across the country today. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and UML disagree on proposal to upgrade Damak into sub-metropolis structure, and United States fears possible risk of Islamic State attack at Kabul airport. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.